We can start by looking at some of the questions that you gave me.
好，那我们先花几分钟的时间，有几个问题哈，回答一下有人提的问题哈。
Do you want to just read the first question?
Okay. 第一个问题就是说，请解释一下奉献生活劝喻中，献身者借福音劝喻活出基督徒生活所特有的这个圣三论基督论中的幅度，那献身者是如何借着这个福音的劝喻活出基督徒生活的这个圣三论基督论啊 ？Big question.
yeah, very very good question, and hopefully that's what I'm explaining in looking at the vows from the perspective of the imitation of Christ.
那就是我们说看的时候，我们看这个圣这三愿，我们从这个就是效法啊，效法耶稣基督啊，从这个方面去看啊。
And really, there's a whole process. It's a lifelong process of being transformed into Christ.
那真的是一个不是一天或者说一个时间就能够完成的工作，可能是一生。需要做的一件事情啊。
And living out the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience really helps us with that.
那就是说，我们按照这个三愿生活呢，这样的一直生活，真正最后就能够改变一种完全的转变，我们才跟效法，才能够像耶稣基督啊。
We live more like Christ when we take on the mind of Christ, when we start to think like Him.
说我们怎么样才能够像他，就是按他那样的思想去想去看人，然后慢慢我们的想法也就跟耶稣基督越来越近啊。
And that's really this way of perfection that I've been describing, a way of purification, illumination, and then union.
那也就是我们每次谈到这最后的一段哈，就是说我们要按这个三愿生活，我们要净化自己啊，祈求天上圣神的光照。这样的，我们慢慢生活，最后才能够走上这个合一的道路啊。
So we look at the way that he had friendships, and then we try to have the same kind of friendships.
那我们看看耶稣基督和这种就是友情哈、啊，和朋就是人。那我们自己呢，也是这样的，应该有这样的，跟耶稣基督跟别人有这样的友情哈、啊。
And we look at the way that he was detached from material things, and we try to be detached in the same way.
那耶稣基督呢？他就是不需要那些物质方面的啊，就是跟他们跟物质分离。那我们自己生活中呢，是不是这样去生活啊？
And we look at the way that he was obedient and trusted the Father, and we try to follow his example of obedience.
那耶稣基督他服从天父。我们看一看我们的生活是不是也这样的服从。
And this leads us into living like the Trinity, because the same kind of detached, self-giving love is at the heart of the Trinity.
那这连这一切呢，三位的生活领导我们走向的哈，走向的是一种天主圣三的爱。天主圣三的爱呢，就是一种自我的一种完全的给予哈，没有任何保留的爱。在这样的话，我们慢慢就。就像天主圣三那样的去爱了。
It's very helpful just to hold on to one idea about the Trinity. We know that God is love.
那你我们要去默想天主圣三的时候呢，你就想一点啊，天主是爱啊，从这一点出发去默想去。
And what does this love look like in the Trinity? It is the Father giving Himself completely to the Son.
那天主圣三就是天主是爱，天主之间的圣三之间的爱是什么样的？就是天父呢，把他自己毫无保留的给他的圣子，他的子呢也一样的，把自己毫无保留的把自己呢给父啊。
And the Son trusts the Father, and so he receives everything from the Father, and he also gives everything back to the Father.
那就是说，作为这个子呢，他完全的信赖他的父啊，而且他就说把一切要给这个父，对自己呢也从父那里就得到一切啊。
And the Holy Spirit is himself the love between the Father and the Son.
那我们从这里边就看到哈，当父爱子，子再去爱父，他们父子之间的这种爱的联系就是圣神，圣神就是爱。
So we could say that the Father is the one who gives, and the Son is the one who receives, and the Holy Spirit is the gift.
那我们看到就是天主之间来说说，这个父呢好像是个给的，那这个子呢好像是个接收的哈。那这个礼物呢，中间的礼物呢，就是圣神，圣神就是那个礼物啊。
It can also be beautiful to think about the Trinity as a dance. The Father leads, and the Son follows, and the Holy Spirit is the dance.
啊，好像那个什么样的跳那个，真的就是父亲领着那个在跳着，就是两个是真的是一体的哈，啊，这样的一种共融的。
So, when we learn to live in the Holy Spirit, we learn this way of self-giving love. Then it helps to bring us into the Trinity.
主要在谈到一个概念，就是说自我的一种给予啊，自我的一种牺牲的爱，这就是圣三之间的，也是要求我们自己能够这样去做的。
Do you want to read the second question? We'll
OK。
give that a try.
第二个问题哈，可能就是谈这个贞洁和这夫妻之爱的哈，那有些人就从这个层面来说说。来说说是基督的新娘。那我们从人性的经验，了解夫妻的爱，但很多人，特别是修女，从小就进入这个修会，或者是自己的父母关系不好，并不太真正了解夫妻的爱是什么，所以就想请解释一下哈。作为基督的新娘，我们了解夫妻之爱，同时也解释一下基督的新娘所拥有的特权啊。
Just to describe in a basic way, the bridegroom gives himself to the bride.
就说新郎和新娘的关系哈，也是一种互相的给予的这样的一种关系哈。
So the bridegroom pours out his life, the bride receives from him.
那新郎呢，把他的生命给新娘，新娘也是接受新郎啊。
The bride takes the gift of the bridegroom into herself, and that's where a new life is formed within her.
那说，当新娘接受新郎的时候呢，两人真的相爱，有这样的行为，那么就带出一个新的生命的出现啊。
And so, one way to say that what privilege do you have as the bride, that you're able to really take in the life of Christ. Into your heart.
那说，我们是基督的新娘，那我们自己呢，就是把基督的爱接受他到我们的生命中，这样的话，我们的生命才能够活出有一个新的生命啊。
And the woman especially is changed by this conjugal love, especially in pregnancy.
那我们知道说，确实作为夫妻的话，来作为这个新娘，她的一种改变，真的是从一个女真正的变成一个母亲，就是也有了自己的孩子，才作为一个母亲，她的身份和她的这一切都完全改变了啊。
The woman's body is designed to carry a baby inside of her.
那作为一个母亲啊，确实在起初的时候，她身体就是怀孕啊，真的怀孕生子，真的一种改变啊。
I'm always amazed when I see a woman and I think, you can have a whole human being inside of you.
真的，当你看一个怀孕的母亲的时候，真的很，就是好像一个奥迹一样的啊，在她的身体里边有一个新的生命啊。
But the body also tells us something about the soul.
那当然，我们看到有另外一个生命，我们也知道说还有一个灵魂啊。
And there's a way that women are, by their nature, more contemplative than men.
真的就说，女人在这个方面 真的和男人不一样，他们。
A woman, and we see that example especially in Mary, after she, after the shepherds came and visited the child, it says that she kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart.
那我们去看看圣母的故事，当圣母那个天使，给，圣母说了哈，这牧羊人哈，等等这一切，那圣母把这一切了，就是还存在心中哈，不光是人外在的哈。
And there's a way that a woman has a space in her heart, in her soul, that is able to take in this divine truth and let it develop. And so after conjugal love, a woman carries that baby inside of her for 9 months.
那作为一个母亲怀孕哈，就是九个月的时间，真的在她身体里边，她保持着这个孩子哈那么长时间，九个月的时间哈。
For the first 4 or 5 months,that reality is only experienced by her, and no one else can see it or know it.
确实到前面的一般九个月，前面的四到五个月的时候，可能别人还不知道，但是她知道有一个新的生命在她的生命中已经出现了。
So the greatest privilege that a bride of Christ has is this contemplative grace to be able to receive the love of Christ into your heart in a very private way.
那他们接受了天主这个爱，就是特别的一种方式啊，领受天主这个爱啊。
And that's the grace that we want to really develop as much as we can.
就是说我们自己呢，当然我们看到夫妻之间的爱，他们有个这样的一个新的生命。在我们自己的生命中，我们是领受耶稣基督在我们的心中一个啊不同的一种生命啊。
But the story that I shared with you yesterday about the sister who told Jesus that he is her husband and so he should help her, it also applies to you.
那昨天我们讲那个就是讲那个故事哈，不是那个修女在那小房子住太冷了，她说：“耶稣啊，我是你妻子啊，啊，你是我丈夫，那你赶快把这水管给我修一修啊，啊。”
There's a certain courage, a certain boldness that a bride can have in asking Christ, her bridegroom, for help.
那这样的话，真的就是她说我是你的新娘，那就是这就是她的特权，她去要求耶稣去做一个丈夫应该做的事情。我们对她也是这样的一种祈求和渴望，让她去帮助我们去做这样的事情。
Do you want to read the third question?
我们看看第三个哈，就说第三个在现实生活中呢，如何分辨自己是为了爱耶稣而爱他人，还是说为了自己的利益而爱他人？生活中常会不清楚自己真正的一种动机，常自以为是怀有好的意向，我就是或者是我为了爱耶稣。那么怎样去更明了自己的这个动机啊？
It's a very good question, and I like questions like this because it tells me that you're trying to understand how to really make this real in your life.
那我们确实这是个好问题，我们就想把这个天主的爱真正的活在我们的生命中哈。
And it's also an important question because it's a little bit fuzzy. It's hard to tell sometimes the difference between being selfish, doing what I want to do, and really doing what God wants me to do.
有的时候呢，就是比较难区分，我做这个事情呢，是一种自私的表现呢，还是天主让我这样去做的。
And I think even asking this question about your relationships can be a helpful starting point.
当我们每一次去想这样的问题，或者说去看的时候， 我们也是在重新再反思我们和耶稣的这样的一种关系。
When we are willing to look at our relationships and ask honestly, why I am investing so much of my time and my affection, that can help us to discern more clearly.
当然我们说跟天的关系或者跟人的关系啊，这种关系的时候呢，当我自己去想的时候，我为什么花这么多的时间和精力在这样的关系上？哎，这样的关系到底是能够带来一个什么样的结果？其实也是在帮助我们一个分辨的过程。
And one of the reasons that this situation is a little bit subtle is because our relationships of love are always going to satisfy some desire in us.
当我们谈到我们内心的这个爱的时候呢，确实我们渴望或者说怎么，也就是这爱在某种程度上哈，就是有一种我们一种满足吧哈。
And it's not bad that our relationships are nourish our hearts and they build us up and they are a rich and beautiful part of our lives.
那当然也不是个坏的事情啊，就是我们可以去建立这也是我们生命的一部分，我们要建立这种比较好的这种关系哈。
But what we have to do is look at how we've arranged our priorities. Our priorities are always arranged in a hierarchy. Some are higher priorities, others are lower priorities.
那这个就牵扯到哈，我们在爱的事儿呢，哈，比方说是一样的平台，那我们怎么说？到底是选择的事儿，是选择天主呢，还是要选择这一个人或者其他东西？你要把这个顺序啊摆顺啊。
For example, do I always spend time with this person? Instead of coming to my community to pray evening prayer together.
比方举个例子来说，现在是晚祷时间，应该跟我的团体一起去祈祷，还是说，哎，我就跟这个人，我就喜欢跟他在一起聊天啊，那就是一个选择了啊。
Or do I choose to go to a family celebration with my friend, or do I choose to stay with my community for a celebration with my community?
就是或者说呢，我去一个家庭去有一个小庆贺，或者说我的团体有一些事情需要我去一起参加的这个庆贺，我是在我的修会团体呢，还是那个家庭
？And then I can look at the relationship and say, is my love for this person directed to this person, or am I using this person to fulfill myself？
那然后我们再看一看和这个人的关系。我和这个人的关系呢，是满足内心的某种渴望呢，还是说真正是为这个人的好处哈？
And we can see that especially when a person, our friend needs something, and helping our friend is not going to be satisfying for ourselves.
我们是在就是利用这个人呢，还是说真的帮助这个人，还是说用他来帮，就是说满足我的内心的某种渴望或者说需求哈？
Do I choose to remain faithful to the friendship? Do I choose to love this friend even when it's not satisfying for me?
就说对这种忠信啊，对朋友之间的有一种忠信，而不是某种另外的私欲偏情吧。
So, these are some things that we can look at honestly over time. We can also ask the question, if I have to. If Jesus asked me to give up this friendship, am I willing to give up the friendship for him?
为了就跟耶稣的关系，如果说耶稣让我们放弃这种关系的时候呢，那我自己愿意不愿意这个事儿放弃哈？
These are just some ways we can reflect on the friendship to test what's really in our hearts.
然后这样的话，我们才内心深处才能够区辨出来，到底这是一种真的友谊呢，还是说？不是一种真的。
Another thing that can help us is when we have a very good friend who knows us very well, maybe one of our sisters in community.
当然了，也许就是好朋友也不一定在远处哈，有的事可能在我们的修会团体里边就有那么一个人可能非常的了解我啊。
And that sister could see in our friendship. Maybe that there's too much attachment, or that I'm using this person to satisfy my own desires.
那也是一样的，可能有的事儿也会，我们也会利用自己姐妹啊，去满足自己的一些私欲偏情吧啊。
So our willingness to ask ourselves the question, keeping prayer as a priority, and also the input from someone else that knows us, all of that can be helpful.
那当然了，我们要学说，确实首先要做的啊，重要的就是我们去祈祷，祈祷能够帮助我们分辨，这样的一种关系。当然，我们在我们团体里面有人了解我，他也可以帮助我去辨什么这样的一种关系啊。
Do you think I answered the fourth question already?
Well, this can combine together, yeah. The relationship, yeah. You can speak a little more about fourth.
Maybe if you just want to read the question and then say, I think I answered. If they
yeah.
want to ask more, you know, they can.
好，那第四个问题呢？刚才这里说的事儿里边也有一些哈，跟那有关的。第四个问题就是说，哎，我们都每个人都有很常跟很多人联系和朋友啊、服务的对象啊等等，为了使命的需要，那么我们如何呢？就说把握与他人的这种关系啊，而更活出这个贞洁圣愿。
So we'll talk. We'll just get started with the vow of obedience.
我们再看一看这个服从圣愿啊。
And I want to look at our imitation of Christ again. How was Jesus obedient?
那我们也去看一看耶稣基督他的关于这个服从哈，他自己的服从。
And one of the first experiences of obedience for Jesus was being a baby inside of Mary.
那第一个呢，就是说他确实先变成一个小婴儿哈，在圣母的肚子哈，怀中哈，在他内啊。There
is no greater obedience than being a baby in the womb.
确实。 没有一个这样的，这是一种绝对的、完全的一种服从了。真的在一个人肚子里边哈，你自己根本没法去做一个任何的决定哈，这样的一种服从了。Jesus
had to go wherever his mother took him, and he had to eat whatever his mother gave him.
那就是我们看看耶稣，那圣母吃什么，呼吸等等，去哪里，他都完全的跟着去走，就这样的。
It's amazing to think about because God, who created the universe, becomes so totally obedient and dependent as a little baby.
那确实很难想象啊，耶稣就是天主圣子，然后是天主，然后他能够去屈尊就卑，然后这样的完全的服从一个人啊。And
Jesus is. Has to trust his parents to take care of him, to feed him, to protect him.
就是他完全的相信他的父母，这样的去保护他，然后给他安全感，这样的一种就是完全的相信了。
We hear these examples from Scripture, how strangers touched him and took him into their arms.
那真的哈，一些真的是个很奇怪的事情啊。那可能很多人啊，然后再去摸他或者怎么样的这样的情况，真的是完全不同的一种经验啊。We
can think of the shepherds that visited him and the Magi and also Simeon in the temple.
啊，比方说你看最后他的诞生，然后那些牧羊人去看他，还有那三王，还有其他的人啊，看他去动他。 抱他等等，还有西梅亚哈等等这一些人，这样的一种情况，他完全的一种服从哈。
a few pictures of the Magi and Simeon, and then Jesus in the temple. After this experience of being in the temple, he became obedient to his parents, Mary and Joseph.
那接着从前面去看，我说从那样在他母亲的怀中，然后后来出生，经过前面的一些一直到这样的事儿，在圣殿里边，完全的服从在他的父母的权下。
And we don't think of it too much, but really for so much of those 30 years, Jesus was obedient, was and lived a hidden life.
那耶稣呢，在这样的30年，一直是一种隐藏的，这样的一种生活，这个生活呢，是一种完全服从的生活。
One way that we can understand that is after his obedience at age 12 in the temple, he waited for Mary to tell him when it was time to initiate his ministry.
那我们去看他在这个圣殿里边的时候呢，他也在讲，然后他的母亲跟他说时间到了，真的是当时找他了，说时间这个时候到了，因此跟着他父母，然后再去回家了。
We know that happened at the wedding feast at Cana when there was no wine, and Mary came to him and asked him to perform a miracle.
那我们去看那个我们读的加纳婚宴，那他的妈妈告诉他说没酒了，赶快做一点事儿吧。那他就听妈妈的话，写了第一个奇迹，加纳婚宴变水为酒。
That was his first sign, and that's when the disciples first believed in him.
那也是他的第一个奇迹，也是他的门徒那个事儿真正的相信了他。
And then it seems that his obedience shifted back from Mary and now to the Heavenly Father.
那我们从那个事儿慢慢开始，我们知道他的服从从这个圣母的身上，然后转向了天父，服从天父。
There's an image of the wedding feast at Cana.
这就是那个变水为酒。
There's another beautiful example of obedience in the wedding feast at Cana when we think about the servants.
那我们去看，就谈这个服从，那我们也去看一看那些仆人，那些仆人也是很服从的。
They were told to fill these water jars, which were very large.
那你看那些仆人，他们也听从他的，然后去把那大的水缸都灌满。
The more water they put in them, the harder they would be to carry.
确实，你看，要就说把那每一个缸都灌满，要花很多时间，很多的劳动力。And
they had no idea why they were supposed to fill these water jars.
那这些仆人可能还不知道为什么呢？为什么就是给这缸子里边为什么要倒水呢？
But then we know the more generous they were in their obedience, the more wine there was at the wedding feast.
那真的是一个很奇怪的，当你能够更多的，就是愿意去服从，愿意去工作更长时间去服从，去把那个水缸去填满，然后更多的酒，更多的恩宠就会出现。And
that's a good thing for us to remember when we are tempted to be minimal in our obedience.
那这样的话也其实也是在想一想，说我们自己有的事，我们在缩小我们自己的这个服从，就是不愿意服从了。 那你去想，这个人服从得更大的恩宠也大。那我们如果限制我们自己的那一方面，小的话，那可能我们的恩宠或者说其他的也就小。
If they had filled the water jars only 3/4 full, they would have been obedient, perhaps, but there would not have been as much wine.
那如果他们那时候不听耶稣的话，说把那几个十缸都灌满，他们如果每个里边只倒一桶水。 或者说填三分之一，那这样的话，那水也就是三分之一，或者说一桶。
When we think about the obedience of Jesus, we also hear from him how it made him transparent. When people looked at him, they could see the Heavenly Father.
那真的，他的一个服从，其实我们也去看到，从他的身上
Jesus said, I came not to do my own will, but to do the will of the Heavenly Father.
人他就说说,我来做的事情呢,不是做我自己的,按我自己的意愿所做的这一切,而是做我父亲的,所要求我做的。We
are not able to see the Heavenly Father, but when we look at Jesus, we see the Heavenly Father's will being carried out.
那我们呢,没有看见天父,但是呢,我们从耶稣所做的这些事情上呢,我们也知道天父的意愿。
And that's what Jesus wants for us as well, so that when people see us, they can see God's will being carried out.
那耶稣的意思呢,也就是要求我们,当我们自己在生活中这样去生活的时候,别人看到我们也可以了解到天父的意愿。
Sometimes God's will is surprising in our lives, and it seems that sometimes it seems to be illogical.
那天父的意愿呢,有的时候是非常紧急的,有的时候好像是不合情理的,这样的一种情况。In
the life of Jesus, there was a woman who came up to him and asked him to heal her son.
那我们去看的时候,有一个妇人走向耶稣,给耶稣说,你把我的儿子给治好吧。
She was not a Jewish woman, and Jesus told her that he came only to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
那就是这个女人,她不是犹太人,那耶稣说,我来是,这是人道这个犹太的人,不是,非犹太人,我不管,意思就这样。And
Jesus was saying that because that was his obedience to the Father. He was being obedient and trusting that carrying out this, saving the lost sheep of the house of Israel would then reach the whole world.
那真的是也是天父的意愿,那从这个先寻找这个以色列子民,天主的这些人,先寻找这个,然后才是真正从这延伸到整个世界。
As we know, Jesus did not come to China, and he did not come to the United States. He only came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
那我们看耶稣的踪迹的时候,发现耶稣呢,他只是在以色列,没有到中国来,也给他美国也没去,没去美国。And
that's not because he didn't care about China or the United States, but because he wanted us also to help with his universal salvation.
那不是他不关心我们,只是通过另外一种方式把这个救恩传遍出来。And
sometimes in our religious obedience, we are called only to do a certain task or to take care of certain people.
那我们就是听从实践这个服从圣愿,其实我们只是做我们的一种规定,让我们做的,照顾的一些人,或者说这样的一些个小的事情。
And we have to trust that other people will take care of the others who are in need.
那我们也知道说确实有另外的一些人或者更多的人由其他的人或者说别的一些团体去照顾去做这样的事情。In
all of this, it requires a lot of trust. God sees the big picture, and we only see a small portion of the picture.
那这就是一种要求的一种信赖。我们看到的可能只是那个图画的一个方面,很小的一个面,天主给我们可能就准备的是更大的一个方面。So
we have to, the more that we can trust the Heavenly Father by doing His will, then the more His will becomes visible for others in our lives.
我们就是完全的信赖,在我们的生命中呢, 我们做的按他的意愿去做的更多,别人从我们的身上就了解天父的意愿更多一些。In
the St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, he says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of the woman, born under the law.
那我们看保罗书信里边说,时间一到,天主就派遣他的儿子来到世上,生于女人之下。
And we know that even though Jesus is God who created the law, Jesus also becomes under the law.
那我们知道说耶稣呢，他就是那个创造者，他也就是法律本身，但是呢，他然后也生活在法律之下。
And Jesus followed the law very faithfully. He was circumcised on the eighth day and presented in the temple and went every year to Jerusalem for the Passover.
那耶稣呢，也是在守这个犹太人的法律啊，去圣殿祈祷，然后也接受割损礼，还有就是他就是很对这个法律非常的忠信。
He celebrated the various Jewish feasts, and he even went up to Jerusalem when his life was in danger.
那耶稣呢也庆祝这个犹太人的法，就是犹太人的节日，即便是对他的生命造成威胁啊，这样的情况啊，他仍然在跟他们一起庆贺。
So he followed the law, but he also understood the meaning of the law.
那他遵守这个法律，他也知道法律的实质的意义。
And that's why he could argue with the Pharisees about the Sabbath.
那这个就是为什么耶稣跟那法利赛人在争辩关于安息日的一些问题。
He asked them if it is lawful to heal on the Sabbath, or if it is lawful to feed the hungry on the Sabbath.
那耶稣就跟他说了，那你知道法律这个规定，那在安息日到底是跟他说救啊，还是救命，还是就是不救命啊，这样的一个问题。
And he quoted the scripture to them and reminded them that God desires mercy and not sacrifice.
他就告诉那些法利赛人，天主渴望的是慈悲，而不是那种死守法律哈。
Jesus followed the Jewish law, and he also accepted the legitimate worldly authority.
那不光是守这个门色的法律，也有这个合法的政府这方面的法律哈。
When the disciples asked him about paying the taxes, he told them to give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
那我们看到另外一个圣经章节，就是说他遵守这个世俗的法律。当他的门徒问说：“我们要不要去交税？”他说：“天主的归天主，凯撒的归凯撒，当然要去给他付了啊。”
And when Pilate told him that he had authority, Jesus said, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above."
当谈到这个权力啊的时候呢，比拉多说：“我有权力。”耶稣说：“如果不是天父给你权力，你什么权力都没有啊。”
Even though Pilate was an evil and an unjust ruler, Jesus accepted his legitimate authority as coming from the Father.
那我们知道，毕达多虽然有的时候做这个事情，他有的是邪恶的，是不正义的，但耶稣仍然容许他去做一个世俗的法律立法者哈，行政的这样去做事情。
But we also know from Jesus' example that obedience wasn't always easy.
服从当然确实也不太容易哈。
We can think of his struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那我们去看一看哈，说不容易，那我们就想一想，耶稣在格泽玛尼山园的时候，你看他在痛苦的祈祷啊，那个时候。
He said, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他说这个事儿不是按我的意愿，如果按你。就按你的意愿吧，如果你愿意的话，别让我喝这杯苦杯了哈。
But first he begged the Father, "Let this cup pass from me."
那首先呢，他祈求父，就是神，就是祈求天父的这个意愿哈。天父，你如果愿意，那就按你的意愿做吧啊。
And we also know that on the cross he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
当他在十字架上的时候，他还在说：“我的天主，我的天主，你为什么舍弃了我？”
Jesus experienced his condemnation and his distance from the Father.
真的，他也再一次感觉好像真的是跟天父好像有这样的一种距离的感觉，又好真的是有一种孤单哈这样的情况。
We also get the sense that while he was walking with his disciples, and he shared with them about his passion, that he needed their help.
耶稣呢也跟他的门徒在谈到他这个苦难啊，也同时也说需要他们的好像一种帮助一样的哈。
He told them in order to prepare them for what was coming, but it seems he also told them in order to have their support.
那就是耶稣告诉他们，也就是希望能够得到他们在这方面的某些帮助啊。
And he certainly needed their support in the Garden of Gethsemane when he asked them to stay awake and to pray.
那我们去看的时候，发现耶稣说给那个时候给他的门徒说：“哦，你们跟我待在一起，我们祈祷一个小时，行不行啊？”啊。
I often hear his voice in my heart saying to me, "Can you not stay awake for 1 hour?"
那我们在心里边可能也听到耶稣在跟我说：“你能不能跟我待一个小时？”
Sometimes I get a little tired in my prayer.
我们有的时候也感觉挺累的哈，祈祷哈，一个小时也太长哈。
And Jesus wants our support. He wants us to be close to him.
那耶稣也希望得到我们的支持，希望我们跟走近他啊。
So we can learn a few things from the example of Jesus' obedience.
那我们也真的从耶稣的身上学习啊，这种服从。
Ultimately, our obedience is to God.
当然我们这服从了，当然从根本上来说就是服从天主啊。
But we also know that that obedience flows through human beings.
当然服从了，有的时候也是从服从人的这一方面能够体现出来。
We have obedience to parents, especially when we're young, and to the civil law and to the church law.
那我们去服从我们的父母，服从这个社会上的法律，也服从教会的法律。
And we can also think of a kind of obedience to reality. We need to eat and sleep and exercise.
那同时呢，我们也服从关于这种自然律，啊，渴了就想喝水，肚子饿了就想吃点东西，累了还想休息，很正常啊。We
can think of obedience to reality in terms of the weather outside as well. Even if you don't want it to rain, that's not going to stop it from raining.
真的就是服从这个自然的律啊，就像这天气一样的。 你希望它下雨，它不下；你不希望它下雨，结果它下了，那你就得听啊。
One of the great things in our growth in spirituality is when we can really accept everything from the hand of God.
那就是从灵修的角度去看的时候，我们就说，我们去从灵修的角度，是不是在接受天主给我们的一切？
And we can also learn from Jesus's example. That sometimes we have to suffer in obedience.
那确实从耶稣的经验中，我们去看这个服从呢，有的时候真的也会带来一种好像是苦难、痛苦啊。Even
when someone is trying to hurt us, God can work all things to the good.
就说在生活中可能有一些人去伤害我们，但我们去做的这种事情，但天主也会通过这样的方式，天主当然会帮助我们了。
We can think of the example of Joseph in the Old Testament. His brothers wanted to kill him, and then they sold him into slavery.
那我们从旧约圣经的古圣若瑟，从他的事件中就可以知道，啊，他的兄弟把他卖给埃及了，啊。But
that enabled him to end up being close to Pharaoh, and he was actually able to save the whole of Egypt and his own family.
那真的，天主让这些坏事都能变成好事啊！把他卖给埃及，然后他接近法郎，然后通过这样的事情，不但救了他的家人，也拯救了以色列。When
he was reunited with his family, they were very sorry for what they did to him.
那当他和他的家人相聚的时候，他的兄弟感觉说啊，对不起，那时候你说大哥都做这坏事啊，他说没关系了啊。
But he reassured them and said, even though you wanted to do evil to me, God arranged it to be good.
那他给他兄弟说, 当然你们做这些坏事, 但天主呢，把这个坏的变成一个好事啊。
We can also learn from Jesus that it's okay to cry out to God.
我们从耶稣的身上也可以看到啊，我们向天主去哭求哈，也可以这样去做啊。
When life is hard, when obedience is painful, it's okay to tell God that it's hard and that we don't want it.
我们就像耶稣那样的跟天主说，当我们的生命中，我们的生活遇到了困难，或者说痛苦的时候呢，我们不要犹豫，也不要害怕，我们就向耶，向我们的天主去说。
It's good for us to express our hearts to Him. He loves us and He wants to hear everything.
就是我们去表达我们的心愿，他也愿意听我们所表达的。
And then we also want to have ask for the grace that we can accept His will.
就说我们去接受他的这种恩宠。我们要学着去接受他的意愿，他要求，他渴望我们做的要做的事情。
It's great when we can finish our prayer the way that Jesus did by saying, "Not my will, but Your will be done."
像我们经常祈祷的啊，不要按我的意愿，而按你的意愿成就吧。
We'll just look quickly at obedience through the imitation of Mary.
我们再看一下，通过圣母这个方面看，效法圣母去看这个服从哈。
We see that Mary makes this surrender of herself when the angel comes.
那真的是我们看到她那个天使来的时候呢，她把自己屈服在天主之下哈。
She says, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to Your word."
然后就她也给说。愿按照天，我是主的婢女，愿按照你的旨意成就吧，啊。
It's very dangerous for her to accept this gift from God because she could be suspected of adultery.
那她呢，就是这样去做的时候呢，在当时的文化中，人们可能会惩罚她，就好像她是一个就，通奸犯一样的啊，去惩罚她，因为她这个接受这样的一个不同的后果啊。
Her choice to accept God's will in her life puts her in great danger, and it endangers her marriage, and it endangers her life.
她接受了天主这个意愿，真的是可能就让自己处在一个危险的境界，对自己的生命，对自己的婚姻啊，都可能有危险。
And then Mary is also obedient to Joseph when he says that they need to leave right away and go to Egypt. She leaves and follows him.
那我们去看圣母呢，也是听从这个若瑟的。若瑟说：“哎，我们去埃及吧，就在这儿不行了。”她说：“好吧，跟着你走啊。”
And she had to trust Joseph to know when to come home as well.
那在那儿待了，若瑟说：“好吧，我们在埃及现在待时间够了，应该回家安全了。”他说：“好吧，我就跟你走吧，哈，就是这样子，完全服从哈。”
She also accepted the obedience of reality when they got to Bethlehem and there was no room for them in the inn.
那确实，我们去看，他也接受这个现实，也服从在这现实之下。到了白郎郡的事儿，你看没有房子哈，他也接受这样的一个现实哈。
And finally, she accepted the obedience to Jesus that she took John.Into her home, and that she went into the home of John.
最后呢，他也接受哈、啊。你看另外一个现实，耶稣在十字架上说啊，把他托付给若望，那他也就跟着到若望家里去了啊。
So we can look to Jesus and Mary to help us grow in obedience.
那我们看一看耶稣，从耶稣和圣母的身上，我们也去学习这种服从啊。
And now we can be obedient to reality because it's 11:30.
那我们也去，去真的服从这个现实吧。现在11:30了啊，那也就是接受这个。好，时间到啊，有没有问题？有问题你就可以写下来啊，写在这儿，然后我给神父啊。
愿主与你们同在。
也与你的心灵同在。
愿圣灵的天主、圣父、圣子、圣神降福你们。
阿门。